84 WHAS and Roy Orbison, you got it. Well, I don't want it. Hello, WHAS.
Hello, I'm Dan Quayle.
Vice President of the United States.
Vice President of the United States.
Well, hi, Dan. Nice to hear from you. Where have you been? I haven't heard from you in weeks now.
President Bush got mad at me.
President Bush got mad at me.
And grounded me.
And grounded me.
And took away my phone privilege.
And took away my phone privilege.
For a whole month.
For a whole month.
Because he smelled beer on my breath.
Because he smelled beer on my breath.
Uh-oh. Well, you got to be careful. Now, try carrying a pack of Dynamites around in your pocket there, fella. Hey, what's that noise in the background? Where are you calling me from?
I'm out on the east lawn of the White House.
I'm out on the east lawn of the White House.
Where yesterday... President Bush and his wife...
President Bush and his wife...
Hosted the annual Easter egg hunt.
Hosted the annual Easter egg hunt.
For needy children.
For needy children.
Yeah.
I was pretty excited about it. Because it added a little zest.
To
this boring job.
Of
being Vice President.
President Bush...
Said the Easter egg hunt.
Would
be the perfect place.
To showcase my talents.
After all... He calls me... Egghead. About 15 minutes... Before the egg hunt started... President Bush... Had some Secret Service agents... Dig a big hole... In the White House lawn... And had them... Bury me from the neck down... They colored my face like an Easter egg... And told me some of the kids would come by soon. But alas... No kid ever showed up.
No, that's too bad.
No one found me.
So I'm still stuck in the ground. Waiting to be set free. President Bush just came by. And he laughed. And said, we'll just keep you there. So that I can keep an eye on you. And you won't say anything stupid. To embarrass the president. Any further.
Well, surely they're going to need you eventually, Dan. I mean, to open a shopping center or go to one of those funerals for a foreign dignitary. I know he went to Hirohito's, but you're next in line, I'm sure.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Have you heard any?
Medical news?
Of people like Brezhnev.
Menachem Begin. Or Maggie Thatcher.
Well, nothing you want to hear. I mean, I think they're all doing fine right now.
How about Ferdinand Marcos?
Is he ready to kick it yet?
Sorry, I saw him tap dancing on the news last night.
Well, then I'll just stay put. With my body buried in the soil. And my head sticking out.
Of the White House lawn.
Waiting for the president. To put me to good use. Hey, what's that?
What?
A big truck.
It's the people who mow the White House lawn. Wait, what's that say? On the side of the truck.
Oh, no.
Dukakis Lawn Care.
I knew that guy had gotten a new job.
Hey! They don't see me! Hey!
Move your head!
Wait a minute, stop that! They don't see me!
Move your head, Dan!
Hey! Stop that thing!
Oh, no. Oh, they must have cut the phone cord then, too. That poor boy. I'm sure he'll be fine. He'll shake his head. Or, of course, they'll get up on the side of him and they'll look right into his ear and see one of the 1,000 points of light. And they'll realize that's not just a big hunk of grass sitting there. It's 422 at 84. 1,000 points of light. 422 at 84, WHAS. Chuck Taylor's forecast. Tonight, mild, a good chance of showers and thundershowers. Low of 62. Then tomorrow, cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms. High 74. Then on Thursday, a kinder, gentler sort of day. Showers and thunderstorms continuing, though. And a high in the mid-60s. 83 at Stanford Field, 82 downtown with 1,000 points of light on 84 WHAS.
It's time for sport shorts.
Double V's Van Vance with at least 1,000 points of light emanating from his portable disco dance floor that I was schlepping all around Minneapolis last week. It's great fun.
You got it. What kind of a man would pay $25 million in order to fight Mike Tyson? What kind of a man would do that?
Some guy with a lot of insurance policies and a death wish.
Evander Holyfield says he's willing.
And on it goes, but the same thing. He does the same chorus a couple more times. Operate, operate, a song slamming doctors. Morton Downey Jr. He's a wild man. On his TV show, calls people Pablum Puker. Zip it, zip it. That's his favorite phrase when he wants you to shut up. He doesn't like what you're saying. And, of course, he's been involved in a couple of altercations with the guests. I think he had his face slapped a few times, and somebody punched him once. But it was Geraldo that got his nose broken. Those people on all those shows are always so... Excuse me. WHAS, hello.
Hello, I'm Geraldo Rivera, and in an effort to garner high ratings for my TV program, I'm here to promote the outrageous topics that are sure to lure viewers by the millions. And that way I can run that pansy feminist Phil Donahue and that recently slimmed down loudmouth Oprah Winfrey right off the airwaves.
Well, you know, I just played a Morton Downey song and let him promote his stuff. So if you could just sneak a fast promotional announcement in, Geraldo, before Phil and Oprah call, I'd appreciate it.
I think this topic will shock any viewer who believes in God and loves baseball.
Okay, what's coming up then?
On the next Geraldo, members of the clergy who are using collection plate offerings to make big wagers with Pete Rose.
Oh,
the next Geraldo.
Where do they find these guests? Okay, that's the next Geraldo. Well, anyway, Morton and Geraldo, and well, you know the rest of the story on these. I'll bet this is Phil.
Hey, come on, help me out here.
Phil?
You're gonna let that bean dip breath get on the air, promote his show, I'm gonna promote mine. This is Phil Donahue, and I'm not wearing pantyhose, but I do have a more interesting topic than that illegal alien who just called in a moment ago.
All right, Phil, well, calm down and go ahead and give me the topic.
Next, Phil Donahue. Women who make their children sleep inside kitchen appliances so they won't have to make up their beds. Next, Donahue.
Oh, come on, Phil. They make some of these. They have to make these things up. Remember? I bet this is Oprah. WHAS, Oprah?
Children, I'm Oprah Winfrey. I don't go for them shocker topics like them two white boys do. I do it with class. On the next Oprah Winfrey show, men who love fat women. Free jelly donuts for everybody in the studio audience.
Well, that'll be fun there. Must be a cellulite convention in town. You know, they have to sort of specialize, depending, of course, on what nuts are in town that week. Okay, well, that's everybody's show now, so be sure and watch them all. And WHAS.
This is Geraldo. I heard those other two, and I'm changing my topic. This will outdo them.
Okay.
On the next Geraldo, your dead grandparents have been reincarnated as circus animals. Meet them and their trainers on the next Geraldo.
You know, somehow I want to believe that one. Your grandfather is now a tiger with the Barnum and Bailey people. Here's Phil. Yes, Phil.
Help me out here on the next Phil Donahue show. Men who've had a transsexual operation to become women only so that they can become nuns and teach your children in parochial schools. Next Donahue.
Boy, that's a scary thought. Sisters in drag. Yeah, what a picture. That. WHAS, Oprah, we're...
Children, Oprah Winfrey's still doing it with class. On the next Oprah Winfrey show, fat people who like to take baths in car washes.
Now, see, there's having a stretch to get these topics now. Anyway, that's Phil and Oprah and Geraldo and Morton Downey all rolled into one for... Hey, I'm running out of time, Geraldo.
Hello, this is Geraldo again. I have a new topic. Next, Geraldo, it's teenaged, unwed mothers who are carrying Satan's baby.
Oh, that'll hook him in. Nah, that's a big one. The only problem is when he calls in and promotes his show, changes his topic, that means that I bet this is Donahue. Yeah, Phil?
Come on, I did that topic last week on the next Phil Donahue. Pets who've killed their owners just to get the insurance money. Next Donahue.
They'll never stop. Oh, listen, the phone's quiet. Maybe Oprah won't. Well, there she is. Yes, Oprah?
Oh, I did what, boys? On the next Oprah Winfrey show, how to lose 50 pounds without getting your leg amputated.
That's it. No more calls. Just unhook the phone. It's 4:49. Here's Ron Robertson again in Skywatch 84.
Watching the battered on Hurstbourne Lane. You're coming from Shelbyville Road, about a two-block delay getting you on I-64. And less than a block delay if you're coming from Taylorsville Road getting on I-64. The eastbound pattern looks good. East of Spaghetti Junction, pretty smooth all the way out. No accidents or stalled cars at this point. And the westbound direction is going to be a little bit slow as you enter Spaghetti Junction, making the transition to north and south 65. But no more than about a 6-8 minute delay should have you onto the bridge headed towards southern Indiana. South 65, so a little bit heavy and slow from Crittenden Drive. South of that point, down to around Cardinal Stadium. Heavy and slow to the Watterson Expressway. And the Watterson West, just a pocket of stop and go west of Bardstown Road until you get west of Newburgh Road. Other than that, pretty good trip over to Dixie Highway. Worry the eastbound side, heavy but mostly steady from Crittenden Drive back over to the Durant Lane overpass. And east of that point, have no problems all the way over to I-64 and Shelbyville Road. Next report within 10 minutes. Ron Robertson, Skywatch 84.
And make 84 WHAS the strongest member of your marketing team.
They were awfully nice to me out there, even though I got a snow cone and forgot to pay for it. Security guard tackled me and tied my legs up like a pretzel. I said, all right, I got a quarter on me. Just testing out the security system here. Debbie's very sweet. Miss Debbie Fryer, Miss Outlets Limited Mall. She knows everything that's for sale, on sale in that mall, at any given time. And you can call her at home and ask her whenever you want. I'll be giving out her home phone number in the next few minutes. It's 517 at 84 WHAS. You know... Oh, here comes old Moneybags, the station manager, Bob Shearer, in the moose suit. Okay, Bob, I'll help you get the head off there.
Hi, guy.
Hey, Bob, before you jump down my throat here, I just want to let you know that any expenditures incurred in Minneapolis were forced. I did all I could to save the company money here, so please, don't scream at me and don't dock my pay. I'm not in a good mood today anyway.
Oh, no, guy. I'm proud of you, guy. I'm proud of the way you cut costs up here in Minneapolis, guy, for the company. You didn't cost us too much.
The biggest tightwad on earth, you're proud that,
yeah.
that I spent only a marginal amount of dollars?
That's right, guy. I'm proud of the way you cut back on food costs up there, the way you went around to restaurants and ate food off of other U of L fans' plates, guys.
It was kind of humbling, Bob, but I did what you told me. I waited till the fans got up to leave for the game, and I sat down and just finished off whatever morsels they had left over.
Yeah, guy, thanks a lot. Another thing, guy, I'm proud of you for, not getting a plane ticket to go up there. I'm proud of the way you tied yourself to the wing of the plane and saved us some money there.
It's awfully cold up there, Bob. You said, oh, don't wear a hat, Terry. It'll be great. You'll get a tan on that bald head of yours. That's why I've got this cold today, pal, but I did save you a couple hundred dollars there.
Well, thanks, guy, and I'm glad we didn't have to pay your way into the game, guy. I like the way you wore that referee's uniform into the game so you could get in free, guy. It worked real well.
Well, I did all I could to save you money, Bob, but I did incur a couple expenses, and I turned those in today, and I hope I'll be refunded fully by the company.
That's right, guy. You only cost the company $3 in your whole time up in Minneapolis, guy.
Well, and I feel sorry about doing that, Bob.
Yeah, did you have to take that cab across the river, guy? Couldn't you have just swam across the river there?
It's still wintertime up there, Bob. There's big ice chunks, and there was a barge on fire out in the middle of the river. I thought I'd go on and flaunt it a little bit and take a cab over the bridge, all right?